Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A John and Tammy Live Behind the Mic show is going on right now, and we've got Shannon from Vista. What up, Shannon?
What's up?
Let's not mess around. Kick Tammy out of here.
Bye, Tammy.
Bye, Tammy.
All right, Tammy's going to leave here, and Shannon, you probably know I've got five pop culture questions for you.
Yep.
You get more right than Tam, $100 of her SDCCU checking account could be yours. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Walk out of here with $100 today, and you'll get a great prize nevertheless. Are you nervous?
Yes.
How often do you hear the college when you're not with us in studio?
Every day.
And how well do you do?
In my car, fabulous.
Okay. Might be a different story now. Please, no help, anybody. Let's get going.
Okay.
The trailer dropped yesterday for the latest reboot of what started as a 70s TV show featuring female agents, which was presented as a movie with Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu. In this female secret agent movie, is this female secret agent movie named Charlie's Angels, Harry's Devils, or Peter's Pagans?
Charlie's Angels.
Part of that new Charlie's Angels reboot movie is a new song from Ariana Grande and Miley Cyrus. Miley got her start on the Disney Channel's Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. What Nickelodeon TV show did Ariana make her acting debut on? Here's a clue. She played Kat Valentine, an aspiring singer at Hollywood Art School. What's that show called? I know you have the cheat sheet answers. That's the only clue I'm going to give you.
Oh, Victoria?
There you go. I'm sorry. I mean, we'll see if that's right. John Stamos finally opened up a little about the Lori Loughlin college admission bribery scandal, saying he was just going to wait a little longer before he talked about it. Wow, that's breaking news. How many kids did his character, Uncle Jesse, and Loughlin's Aunt Becky have?
Two.
I do believe I said no help. Okay. You and your bearded dragon might be kicked out of here. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have been celebrating their honeymoon in Hawaii. List the following Hawaiian celebrities in order from youngest to oldest. Jason Momoa, The Rock, and Bruno Mars. Give them to me from youngest to oldest.
Ooh, Jason, Bruno, and Dwayne. The Rock.
And finally, The Office will officially be off Netflix next year, which is bad news since it's Netflix's biggest sitcom, but good news that it's going to reappear on NBC's new streaming service. What city and state was The Office set in? Very prominently set in.
I'm going to guess Seattle.
Okay, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Perfect. Okay, let's get Tam back in. Will y'all help me get Tam back in?
Come on, Tammy!
And also, can you all help me give a nice round of applause to Shannon? Woo! Shannon, see, your hard part's over now, baby. You're good. All right?
Thank you.
You can breathe a little bit. And you're blushing as well. You okay?
Oh, I know. I always blush.
Okay. All right. Well, Tammy,
yes.
Shannon, under some pressure, got 3 out of 5 today.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Tammy, I haven't been playing well. I need to quit this game, I think.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea since your name's in it, but okay. The trailer dropped yesterday for the latest reboot of what started as a 70s TV show featuring female agents, which was later presented as a movie with Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu. Is this female secret agent movie named Charlie's Angels, Harry's Devils, or Peter's Pagans?
It's Charlie's Angels. The other two are bookmarks in your laptop.
I don't get that reference whatsoever. And I would like to say even the bearded dragon is disappointed in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Stay off my computer. It's 1-1 because Shannon knew that. Part of that new Charlie's Angels reboot movie is a new song from Ariana Grande and Miley Cyrus. Miley got her start on the Disney Channel's Hannah Montana. What Nickelodeon TV show did Ariana make her acting debut on? Here's a clue. She played Kat Valentine, an aspiring singer at Hollywood Arts School. What's it called?
You want the name of the show?
I want the name of the show.
Oh,
I know your daughter watched it.
I know
my daughter's watched it.
And I'm blanking on it. She watched it all the time.
It's funny because she wasn't even the star.
Right.
She was like a supporting player.
Yeah, and they gave all of our kids the idea that that could be real high school. And you're like, yeah, that's not real at all.
But the name is probably important here. So.
I know.
3 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally drawing a blank.
Victorious. It's Victorious, and Shannon knew that. So it's 2-1 Shannon, kind of. John Stamos finally opened up a little about the Lori Loughlin college bribery scandal. Would you like to hear the insightful comment he made?
Okay.
I'm just going to wait a little longer before I talk about it. Thanks, okay. John. Good stuff. Appreciate that.
Well, maybe he just doesn't want to jump in it.
He doesn't want to get involved because he's, you know, this is his show that he's producing. It's going to, anyway. How many kids did his character, Uncle Jesse, and Laughlin's Aunt Becky have?
They had twin boys, so two.
Yes, that's exactly right. Two is correct.
No, I have a thing with this.
Okay.
Because in the new series, are we talking just original Full House or Fuller House? Because they adopted another kid in Fuller House.
Yeah, well, I guess.
So it's three.
Why do you know that? Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Two is, I meant Full House. I should have said Full House.
All right.
But you're right. Okay, good. Good to clarify.
Just
thank
saying.
You. Thank you, producer Jessica. Always on it like Blue Bonnet. Hey, I'm getting a call from Massachusetts on my phone. Should I answer it?
Yeah, right. No. Hi, let me talk to you about a new credit card rate.
Chris
That's
Pratt.
What say.
Oh, by the way, it's now three. No, I'm sorry. It's two for Tammy, three for Shannon. All right. Tammy, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have been celebrating their honeymoon in Hawaii. List the following Hawaiian celebrities in order from youngest to oldest. Jason Momoa, The Rock, Bruno Mars. From youngest to oldest.
From youngest to oldest.
Youngest to oldest.
Bruno, Jason, The Rock.
Oh, that's right. Nice job. By the way,
I know
Jess,
my Hawaiian
I finally...
men. I like all three of them.
Bruno still kind of looks like a man boy.
I don't care. Right? He could come to a dance party with me. That would be just fine.
Are you hosting a dance party soon? I wasn't aware you had one. All right, so now we're all tied up at three. Shannon, I'm sorry you missed that one. The Office will officially be off Netflix next year, which is bad news since it's Netflix's biggest season, a sitcom, rather. But good news that it will reappear on NBC's new streaming service. That's the deal now, right? Everyone's going to have their own streaming service, and we're going to be held hostage, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. What city and state was The Office set in? Very prominently.
Yeah. Dunder Mifflin Industries and... I don't know. I don't remember.
Wow, crazy.
Illinois, Indiana, somewhere in the Midwest.
Scranton, Pennsylvania is where the office was set. So today, Tammy has forced a tie. And unfortunately, Shannon, all ties go to Tammy. That's a lame rule. If I change it, I would.
That's
but
okay.
We can't. So the good news is you don't flunk out at anything, but you're not going to get her money either.
But you do walk away with a great prize, and that's a pair of tickets to go see Rascal Flatts, Jordan Davis, and Morgan Evans as their summer playlist tour rolls into North Island Credit Union Amphitheater Friday, August 2nd.
How about it?
Woo-hoo, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Shannon's part of the Summer of 10,000 Tickets with John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.